This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Attacks by non-state armed groups in parts of northeast Nigeria have left relief workers unsure about the extent of needs among some communities, the UN Migration Agency's top official in the country said on Tuesday. Chief of Mission of the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, Frans Celesto, told UN News' Daniel Johnson about the extremists' use of hit-and-run tactics and explained what the priorities are now for the aid teams coping with mass displacement and overcrowded protection camps.
In the last 2 years, within November to now, we've seen more than 59,000 people displaced. This is the largest we've seen in the last 2 years, this number of displacement. So it's because of increasing attacks by the non-state armed groups, the frequency, the impact, and the severity, and even the sophistication of the attacks.
When you say sophistication, maybe describe the level of military equipment that these non-state armed groups have.
Well, what we've seen is that they deployed various mechanisms of war, you know, motorbikes, trucks. They are highly mobile, and the tactics they use is very fast hit and runs in some cases, whole towns for...
And they hit the town of Ran twice in January. What's the state of Ran now? Who is in Ran? I know that humanitarian actors such as yourselves, IOM and others, were affected. Your facilities burned down to the ground. Who is helping the people in Ran now?
Right, so Ran was attacked on the 14th and then 27th of January. The first case, one of our guys was shot in the right shoulder as he was trying to run away. The other five survived by hiding in a septic tank. They then tried to burn down our compound. They burned down our generator. They took 2,000 liters of fuel from us. They ransacked the place. The second time, we had one person left on the ground. He was displaced across the border in Cameroon. The first six we brought back to Maiduguri. The last one that was left on the ground because he wanted to stay with his family. Then the last attack, he couldn't stay because almost everybody was forced out of Ran. At the moment, I cannot give you any figures because we don't know who's back in Ran because there's no humanitarian that is providing support on the ground. So we don't have eyes on the ground. The last person we had to be evacuated. Last count, what we heard, there were a lot of people moving across the border into Cameroon.
So how many people are in northeast Nigeria? Are you aware of that latest figure or not?
Not really. I don't have the number, but the millions.
That must be frightening for you.
Yes, incredible, because we have three states that are affected. We have Borno, Yobe, and Adamawa. And millions of people, as you can see, more than 1.8 million have been displaced. And there are people who, almost everybody are affected in some one way or another, even those in the host communities.
What are you appealing for from the government, for example? What are they doing to protect civilians in the northeast?
Well, from the government, we expect security of all those who've been displaced and to provide the space that for the humanitarian community to operate. Safe space and to improve access to those who the humanitarian community don't have access to. Because our job is to provide life-saving intervention. Call on the non-state armed groups to open the space to make sure that not to attack those vulnerable people and not to attack those who are in the villages. So we're calling on everybody to respect the basic human rights of the Nigerian people and those in the northeast.
And tell me a little bit about this weather phenomenon, this Harmattan, this sandstorm that's affecting operations. How does it hamper your humanitarian delivery of aid, and how does it perhaps hamper the military, the Nigerian military, from overseeing and protecting populations?
Harmattan is a natural weather phenomenon. It happens every year. Some years it's more severe than others. And whenever it happens, it prevents us from operate in a fluid manner.
Tell me a bit more about what it is, what it feels like to experience Harmattan yourself.
Harmattan, the first time I experienced it, I got really sick because it's a cloud of dust hanging over and it prevents humanitarian flights. It prevents helicopters from flying and it prevents fixed-wing aircraft from flying. So sometimes our humanitarian staff cannot go to the far-flung area, which are only accessible by helicopter because the helicopters cannot fly. So it limits what we can do during Harmattan, and there's a very short time period. Sometimes we're like meteorologists, we watch the weather on a daily basis to see what window do we have to fly and how fast can we go back.
Before the storm hits.
Exactly.